Hello guys, welcome to Love, Sex and Relationship Podcast. I remain myself, Owolabi Marcus. Today, I will be discussing a very interesting topic, love at first sight. Now, I could remember vividly that on one of my YouTube episodes, we discussed love at first sight and people had different opinions. Because I'm the host, I really couldn't express myself because if I could remember vividly, I had about four guests deliberating on it. So today, I decided to talk about that topic. I think it's very, very offensive to use the word love at first sight if you really understand what love means. I don't believe you can fall in love at first sight. That is my opinion, my honest opinion about it. The thing is, I think this generation, a whole lot of people doesn't even understand what love is. And they truly misunderstand it a whole lot. Like, people call a whole lot of things love. Like, you are lusting over someone and you're thinking you are in love with a person. You're just, you know, come on now. I think people need to be educated about love. Love is sacred to me. It's special. It doesn't just come like that, you know. So if you just see someone on a first date and you think you are in love with that person, you need to think again because you don't even know the person. Don't get me twisted. Don't get it wrong. I don't mean that you have to know someone to be in love with them. No, but we're talking about relationship here. For you to be in love with someone, you need the chemistry. You need to know the person. You need a whole lot more than just that first meeting. So in my honest opinion, once again, I don't believe in love at first sight. Now, there are a lot of instances that, you know, I've tried to look into and, you know, let it come to play and see if this thing is real. But at the end of the day, I discovered that majority of it is just attraction, mere attraction. Now, attraction can fool you sometimes. You know, you meet someone for the first time and you're attracted to the person and, you know, that small thing playing in your brain is giving you a different vibe. Like, oh, I'm in love with this person. My dear, you are not in love. God damn it. You are just attracted to the person. So you need to understand that there is something called attraction, there is lust, and there is love. Love doesn't just happen like that. There is always a process. You know, you meet someone, you get to know the person, then things will start falling in place, you know, little by little. So don't be deceived. Don't confuse yourself. And the way people quickly use the word, I love you, is amazing. You know, you need to be sure. You need to feel it. You need to be 100% sure that you are really in love with someone. You know, if you say, okay, love at first sight is real, it happens. Okay, so you're just going to meet, you know, someone and you're just going to say, I love you on the first date. I mean, on the first meeting, not even the first date. The person will look at you like a crazy person, you know? So you just have to get it right. You can be attracted to someone and build something from there. It happens. It's happened to me, you know? You can just, you know, build from there. But don't be deceived. Don't confuse yourself. Don't confuse yourself by saying, I fell in love with you from the very first moment I met you. What exactly do you fall in love with? That is where attraction comes in. Because you actually like what you're saying. You are not in love with what you're saying. You like probably, oh, maybe a lady, you know, she got curves, those, you know, Coke bottle figures, you know, sexy booty and all of that, you know. Yeah, you can be attracted to things like that. You can like such, you know, and build from there. But you are not in love with what you are saying. Be guided. Thank you.